Charlie, how would you go about getting this DEA agent back?
I don't know how, or if that could be done. And I haven't given it any thought, because it's none of my business.
You have no idea how pleased I am that you realize that, Montvale said. It is none of your business, and I strongly recommend you don't forget that.
Castillo didn't reply, but his face clearly showed that Montvale's comment interested him. Montvale nodded in reply, indicating that he was about to explain himself.
Senator Homer Johns came to see me several days ago, Montvale said. The junior senator from New Hampshire, of the Senate Intelligence Committee?
Castillo nodded to show that he knew of Johns.
He told me that the day before he had spoken with his brother-in-law.
Montvale paused for dramatic effect, and then went on.
Who is the President's envoy, plenipotentiary and extraordinary to the Republic of Uruguay, Ambassador Michael A. McGrory?
He paused again.
I think I now have your full attention, Charlie, don't I?
Castillo chuckled and nodded.
This is not a laughing matter, Montvale said, waiting for that to register, and then went on.
There are those who think McGrory owes his present job to the senator. His career in the State Department had been, kindly, mediocre before he was named ambassador to Uruguay. The senator said he was calling to send his sister best wishes on her birthday. In the course of their conversation, however, the ambassador just happened to mention, possibly to make the point that there he was on the front line of international diplomacy, proving he indeed was worthy of the influence the senator had exercised on his behalf, the trouble he was having with the Uruguayan Foreign Ministry. Specifically, he said that shortly after a drug dealer, one Dr. Jean-Paul Lorimer, an American employed by the UN, had been assassinated on his estancia, the deputy foreign minister had made an unofficial call on him, during which he as much as accused the ambassador of concealing from him that the assassins were American Special Forces troops.
Ouch, Castillo said.
Indeed, Montvale replied. According to Senator Johns, the ambassador proudly related how he had dealt with the situation. McGrory apparently threw the deputy foreign minister out of his office. But then Johns, the senator said his curiosity was piqued, had a chat with the Uruguayan ambassador here in D.C., who assured him Lorimer's murder had been thoroughly investigated by the Uruguayan authorities, who were convinced that it was drug-related, as was the death of another American, one Howard Kennedy, who was found beaten to death in the Conrad Hotel in Punta del Este. The ambassador told the senator, off the record, that there was reason to believe Kennedy was associated with your good friend, Alexander Pevsner, who he had heard is in that part of the world, and that Pevsner was probably behind everything.
And what do you think Senator Johns believes? Castillo asked.
I don't know what he believes. I think he suspects that something took place down there that his brilliant brother-in-law doesn't know, something that the government of Uruguay would just as soon sweep under the rug. And I suspect that the senator would love to find out that the president sent special forces down there.
He didn't. He sent me.
That's splitting a hair, Charlie, and you know it. The question, then, is your operation going to be blown?
I don't think so.
There's that word, think, again, Montvale interrupted.
I don't think there will be any trouble starting in Uruguay, Castillo said. The head of the Interior Police Division of the Uruguayan Policía Nacional, Chief Inspector José Ordóñez, I thought I told you this.
Tell me again, Montvale said.
Ordóñez was at the Conrad when we got there. He actually took us to see the bodies.
Bodies? Plural.
Plural,
The other one was Lieutenant Colonel Viktor Zhdankov of the FSB's Service for the Protection of the Constitutional System and the Fight Against Terrorism. Delchamp told Ordonez who it was, and Ordonez made the point that Delchamp was wrong, that Zhdankov was a Czech businessman. Quietly, Ordonez said it would provide problems for him and the Uruguayan government if he had to start investigating the murders of a senior Russian intelligence officer and a man known to have close ties to Alexander Pevsner. Now it was Castillo's turn to let what he had said sink in. After a moment, Montvale nodded thoughtfully. Castillo went on. Ordonez then said his investigation of the bodies at Lorimer's Estancia had made him believe that it was another drug deal gone wrong, that he doubted that any arrests would be made, and that for all practical purposes the case was closed. He added that he thought it would be a good idea for us to leave Uruguay right then and stay away until all the, quote, bad memories, unquote, had a chance to fade.
And you think he knows the truth?
The first time I told you about this, and now I remember when I did, I told you that he's a very smart cop and has a very good idea of exactly what happened. That's why I, here comes that word again, sorry, think that we're safe as far as Uruguay is concerned. And in Argentina, you left bodies lying around there, too. Munt says he thinks the Argentine government would like the whole business, Masterson's murder in particular, but what happened in the Sheraton garage, too, forgotten. Munt, and I remember telling you this, too, says he thinks the Argentine government is perfectly happy to chalk up the Sheraton shooting to drug dealers, their alternative being investigating what Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Komogorov of the FSB was doing with an Uzi in his hand when he got blown away in the garage. They couldn't keep that out of the newspapers. Montvale considered that, grunted, and asked,
Where is Mons?
In the living room with the others.
Delchamp, too?
You said everybody, Ambassador. Let's go talk to them, Montvale said. And then, as if remembering Castillo didn't like being ordered around, added, I'd like confirmation of what you told me, Charlie. No offense.
None taken?
Or would you rather ask them to come in here? Castillo pushed himself away from the wall and gestured toward the door.